Muted. Everything's muted. This computer is muted. Is this computer muted? It is now. Okay, here we go. And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales from a Long Box podcast. This is...
The what?
Yes, yes, it's been a long time. Episode 228. Spotlight on DC Comics JSA number 55, circa 2004. Now, in my haste of posting last episode, I put on... I just noticed it today when I was going in. I had put, instead of 227, I put episode 277. So this is not 278, it's 228. I've fixed that, but everybody's already... That was like... downloaded that last Monday. It's been a busy... Good God, man. What is going on over there? Now, Murray's got the little orange box.
No worries, no worries.
But he's already connected. Skype's saying they need to update, but hell with them.
Did you fall down the stairs, Murray?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I got out the wrong JSA box, so I had to, like,
oh,
the iPad on the blue and...
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Just digging through the long box.
Oh, you're podcasting on the toilet, man? That's interesting. I didn't know that our... I didn't realize our relationship had gotten to that level.
It's the holiday issue, Murray,
oh,
if that helps you.
Yeah, there's Santa on it. Hey, I've been looking for that.
Oh, with Santa. Look at that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I've got... I could get the omnibus out, but the damn thing's heavy.
I was wondering why we were doing the Return of Crimson Avenger. That didn't make any sense.
Oh, well, yeah. So, yes, this is our Christmas episode.
Sure.
Thankfully, I'm in a pretty good Christmassy mood. Well, we won't need to get into all that. What happened to my father? He was sick, but he's better now, so that's all that matters. It's quite the eventful couple of weeks. Yes, sir.
That's
anyway.
Good news.
Yes.
We can. If we end it now, we will have ended on a high note.
Yes. Well, I will tell you this. The helicopter ride was $50,000.
What?
Yep.
They only charge $100 at the Grand Canyon. You guys got ripped.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yep.
I'm sorry to hear that
I don't know who's going to pay for it, but, you know, whatever. Well, let's just do it real quick. My dad got real sick.
Trump.
They had to med flight him from Joplin to Kansas City, which that's relatively 3 hours away, and he almost passed, but the doctor saved him. So they started calling like that very week, wanting to know who was going to pay for it. And he was still he was in a coma for 5 days. It's bad news, man. But anyway, $50,000 just for the helicopter.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. Yes, sir. That's going to be fun. Anyway.
It's like out of pocket? Like,
no, that's just what the cost was. What the insurance is going to pay, I have no idea. Yeah, it's ugly. I can't imagine what almost 2 weeks go. Yeah, 2 weeks of little, yeah, almost 2 weeks. It depends how you look at it, of ICU care is going to be too. So.
See, we should have ended it with your dad getting better. That
well,
was a
he
high
is
note.
Getting better. You know, that's fine. Well, it's all good.
That was a high note.
Yeah, it was a high note. He's great. He's doing great. He's up and around, and he doesn't need rehab, rehabilitation, learn how to walk again or any of that crap. So it's good stuff.
Take him to Star Wars this week.
I think I will, actually. I'm taking the kids... Monday or tomorrow, they're off and I'm off, and I might just grab my mom and dad too, and we just all go see it. My sister, she could care less. She's at work anyway. She fell asleep when we watched the original one. I remember that. I remember that vividly. I was like six, I think. Yeah, something.
Clearly, she's adopted.
I think so. I've been trying to tell her that for years, but she wouldn't listen. Anyway,
no.
Let's move on. JSA number 55, 2004. Yep.
All right. Hey, my idea, my copy, I will go ahead and be the reader.
All right, then.
Anyhow, so as you introduced, this is JSA number 55 with a very clever little one-panel cover, as they used to do back in the day, of Wildcat, Ted Grant sitting on Santa's lap reading his list, and Alan Scott, Green Lantern, standing off in the background looking perturbed in his Santa hat, and a little bunch of kids standing around waiting in line, clearly wanting to talk with Santa, and one of them whispering, "Wow, Catwoman needs a shave."
Yeah, that's hilarious.
It is. And that is drawn by, it looks like, is that Carlos Pacheco's autograph? Yeah.
Yes, according to the thing I sent in a comic book DB, three color cover artists, Hi-Fi Color Design, Jesus Marino, and Carlos Pacheco.
Well, awesome blossoms.
I wonder if there was two covers.
Back in the day when the cover had zero, still does, has zero to do with the interior of the issue, but also told its own little story. Just like, you know, the Archie covers still do.
You know, and this is an exception to my no speech balloons on the cover rule that I it just bugs me. I don't know why, but this one, it's okay. I like
it. It's a whisper. It's a whisper.
Yeah.
Not a speech.
See,
it's
well,
a whisper.
I mean, it's cool. So yeah.
All right. So we go inside the cover, and we've got "Be Good for Goodness Sake" is the title of the story, in a very with a flourish across the top. Nice lettering done, given to us by, it looks like Jared. Oh, what is his name? Jared something. Jared K.
Fletcher.
Ketcher. Never heard. Fletcher.
Fletcher? Wow. I'm pretty sure
Fletcher?
It's Fletcher.
Fletch?
Oh, he can't let her,
$400
his own name.
Oh, wait. No, that's a different thing. Sorry.
All right. That's okay. Back in the day when Jeff Johns was writing. Oh, he still does. Sorry, my bad. Jeff Johns was the writer. Leonard Kirk, who I'm not certain what Leonard Kirk's up to nowadays, but he penciled it.
He is on with James Robinson doing...
Oh, Scarlet Witch.
No.
Excuse me. Squadron Superior?
One. Yep.
That's
there
the one. Oh. Well, now I definitely gotta go read that.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That's right. He was doing Invaders with him, what, too, wasn't he?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Is he inked by...
I really miss this run.
It was a good one.
So he was inked by Keith Champagne, or Champagne, depending on who you're talking to. Wade Von Graubadger, a local boy here in Phoenix.
Colored by
really? Hi-Fi. Turns out. I didn't know. Like the guy who sits in desk near me. He's good friends with him. Yeah, anyhow. Edited by then DC employee associate editor Steve Wacker. And editor, now writer, Peter Tomasi, edited this puppy. We have the four ancient JSA members at that time. They were ancient in that time. But again, this is way pre-52 for anybody who cares.
Tell me about it.
This is back when there was an Earth 1 or 2. There was no Earth 1 or 2. This was just one Earth at that point.
Yes.
And we have the ancient 1940s JSAers, modern day, Alan Scott, Green Lantern, Ted Grant, Wildcat, and Jay Allen, the Flash at that point, who's now was a supporting character for a few minutes on the current Flash TV show. And in the background we have Carter Hall, the original Carter Hall.
Way
Hawkman,
behind on that.
Up there.
They're going to have Hawkman in the new show.
Legends of the...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, thank you. And Flash is looking up at Hawkman, who's flying along. He says, "Do you have to bring that mace everywhere?" And Hawkman, in one word, says yes. Trying to get clever there, but I couldn't get the word out.
Okay.
I know. And Ted Grant is, let Hawkman do his thing, Jay. Just because it's Christmas Eve doesn't mean that bad guys are taking vacation. You really think our friends like Solomon Grundy and Johnny Sorrow are snuggling up in front of a fire, drinking hot cocoa and singing jingle bells as they're snuggling, drinking hot cocoa? Stinky. Besides, throwback like him celebrates the holidays of Egyptian gods and crap, not the real deal. Don't start, Ted, says Hawkman. Just my opinion, pal, says Ted. Relax. What you got mixed in that eggnog anyway, he says to Jay. A little bourbon or some cognac to warm you up. Oh, Joan, his wife, when they had married superheroes, Joan makes it with cinnamon, cream, and sugar, Wildcat. Forgot the Flash's body burns right through alcohol. What a shame. Actually, I don't like the taste of alcohol. Never have, says Jay with a smirk. And, I love that hat. The hat is so cool. So cool. Anyhow, so Ted Grant is getting all offended. Oh, wait. It's all coming back to me. Another boring Christmas Eve is about to commence. Trapped with my old prudes. Sorry, I couldn't read that word for a minute. They're prudes of the JSA. I remember when we had the real party hounds around. Pratt, Tyler, who are dead at this point, by the way. Hell, Corrigan and Nelson look like Cheech and Chong next to you wet blankets. And it's time. Yeah, everyone's dead. They're all dead. They're dead, Jim. Well, it's time.
Some of them died of natural causes.
Yes. This time it's going to be different. We have good news, remember? Yeah, suppose so, says Ted. Hey, Lantern, who's, by the way, giving them their ride in a Green Lantern sled in the air. Hey, Lantern, how far we got? Another 200 miles. I should have us there in 20 minutes, he says. What about conjuring up some heat in the sleigh of yours? Getting a little chilly, even with a fur suit. Not a problem, and he puts a little heater on. And we get a box. A box? Oh, my God. It says, we're going to be here soon. My old friends are coming to Londonderry, New Hampshire tonight, like they do every year. And we have a quiet street looking like something out of Groundhog Day. And lots of snow and Christmas trees and people walking around and mistletoe-y and stuff. And it continues, I don't go out much anymore. Sometimes I think it's silly, but at my age, well, really, my age has nothing to do with it. I just still worry that I've got a job to do this eve, one I won't ever give up. It's the only night I look forward to. And we're inside a car, and we see a reflection in the rearview mirror. There's something about the holiday season that affects folks. I can see it in their eyes, most of them anyway. Yammer, yammer, yammer. Nothing is going to make me late tonight. Nothing is. And there's a broken down car, a lady and her two kids. Kids are bitching. It's cold. I know. Just stay close, says the mom. Excuse me, a voice says, from above. And we notice that one of the kids has a Flash hoodie on. And, oh, look, it's Santa Claus. You look like you could use a lift, says Santa. And everyone's smiling and not at all creeped out. And we are now at clearly a department store where Santa's a little late and kids are getting miffed and crying and where's my Santa Claus? Ho, ho, ho. And Santa's never been late before, says a lady in an ugly sweater to a crabby looking guy. Who was that guy from the old 1930s movies, Murray? Who was like in the Marx Brothers movies? Anyhow, looks like him. Have we lost Murray? Maybe just quiet.
Wait, no, I'm here. I had the mute turned on because I sneezed and then I forgot to turn it back off.
Or on.
Whatever it is. Here.
Who is that guy? The cranky looking guy from the 1930s movies. Always like Three Stooges or Marx Brothers.
Oh, yeah. I vaguely know you. Yeah, I get it. I know who you're talking about. It's, he's a.
He always plays the heavy.
Yeah, a great character actor.
Don't know the guy's name. Anyhow.
Anyway.
So he's. Why I put up with this, I don't know, he says to the lady. The same Santa has been coming to Dugan's department store for over 50 years. It was the only stipulation when Mr. Dugan sold the store. We can't fire Santa. This is supposed to be our biggest night of the year, says cranky guy. And we need move these cattle through, not lock them in a pen. Cattle? That's not very nice, says Ugly Sweater Lady.
Nope.
Oh, I should have stayed at Barney's, says cranky guy. Ho, 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 says
yeah, you
Santa.
Should've.
You're late. 10 minutes late, yells cranky guy. Sorry about that. I had to give these nice people a ride home. And look at that line. That line. Santa Claus, says the kids. Ho, 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 says the not even close to being fired guy in the beard. And all of a sudden, we got a robbery going on straight out of The Tick. And, nobody gets the reference?
No? The Tick? No. I missed that. I never did watch that show.
Oh, I didn't. I had this episode, Evil Santas. Anyhow, Multiple Santas, I think is what it was called. Anyhow, so the guys in Santa masks are robbing a store. Help! Someone has stopped them! Merry Christmas to us, says one of the robbers who has a knife, another who has a gun, and Santa spots them out of the corner of their eye. What are you staring at, Four Eyes? He says to Ugly Sweater Guy. Lady, I won't have any of my employees hurt, says Cranky Guy. Not on my watch, young man. Take what you want and get out. Shut up. And he cracks. What?
Nah, he's tough, isn't he?
He's tough. He cracks Cranky Guy upside the head. Mr. Marshall! Hey, Cranky Guy has a name. Mr. Marshall. He gets cracked upside the head by a gun butt. And we get... Someone hit the alarm. Whee! It's probably not sounding joyful like that.
No.
Whee! Anyhow. Look at all these kids. What do we do? Says another robber. Everyone grab a hostage, says gun guy. And Santa's looking a little miffed at that thought. I don't think so, boys. We don't care what you think, Saint Nick, says gun-toting jerk face. And pointing a gun at Santa. And all of a sudden, green flames. And then Patronuses, straight out of Harry Potter, come charging. Oh, they're not Patronuses. They're Green Lantern-generated reindeer. Yes,
exactly.
Charging at the bad guys. They got here early this year, thinks Santa. What a nice surprise. And the Patronuses chase the criminals outside. And they're outside. And voice from above, again, look at this. And we've got the JSAers coming down and kicking ass. And on a Christmas Eve, too, says the Flash.
Oh, man, what a great shot.
Oh, yes, Leonard Kirk really knew how to draw. Not Leonard Kirk. Leonard Kirk, yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Not James T. Kirk.
Yeah.
Totally. That's a different podcast altogether.
He knew how to draw really well back in the day.
Good. I like it. That's good. Yeah. Quick thinking.
Not logical. Uh-huh. Sorry.
No, that's
good. By the way, love the preview for the new Star Trek movie. But that's a discussion for another day.
Yes, it is.
I'm a big Beastie Boys fan, so...
Okay. See. Well, yeah. If you saw the first one of the new deal, then you know where that came from, that song.
Yeah. Sabotage. All right, so... The JSAers take out the bad guys one by one. The Flash disassembles a gun and punches one in the face. Green Lantern takes one out with a mean-looking snowman, a creepy-looking snowman. Wildcat, well, he punches a guy. Shocking, because that's what Wildcat does.
Yes.
And Hawkman, the reincarnated winged warrior. I don't know him as well as the others, not anymore. And he bashes one of them with a mace.
Boom!
Booyah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Ah, it's cool, in fact.
Good old days when the superheroes just busted up and that was it, you know? They busted caps and people's butts and... No, wait. No, that's totally different. I'm sorry.
You heard it of him. And yep. Then we have one of the robbers still trying to escape. They've been heroes for over 60 years. They were some of the first, just like me, and off runs Santa to catch the escaping bad guy. Oh, no, you don't. And the guy turns around and he cuts off Santa's beard.
Shrip. Oh, I know who that is.
Tug on Superman's cape. And trying to hit a lady. My birth name's Abigail Matilda. And she whams the bad guy in the chops.
Nice.
And everyone, yay. But most everyone calls me Ma Hunkle. It's good to see you. After all that fuss, you boys must be hungry, says Ma Hunkle. According to some, the comic book's first lesbian superhero, by the way.
What? What?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. I know some people have claimed her.
Okay.
I don't know if it's true. I simply report the news. I'm Brokaw here, okay?
Okay. Yeah. I don't understand. I don't understand everybody's fascination with, you know, who you like to have sex with. I don't understand, you know?
Well, I'd like to know all that stuff. I love knowing the details.
Well, I know you do, but I don't care, you know.
Okay. I'm just throwing that out there.
Especially why they have to do it to comic book characters. What difference does it make? Anyway, whatever. All right, let's go.
So we're in a nice toasty.
This was when she was reintroduced to the team, right? Like she had been.
I think so, yeah.
Gone for years and years and years and years.
And then after this, doesn't she become the caretaker at their brownstone?
Yeah. This was John's way of pulling her back in. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do like this
when he does stuff like this. I like when he like digs way deep into the history and then pulls something out.
Yep, it was one of his cool things that he used to do. Bendis used to do that too. I know, and Dan Slott does it all the time over in Spider-Man.
Oh yeah,
he loves pulling in just vague little Spidey characters to pass through, you know, a storyline or something. It's
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and again, John's used to do it with JSA and Flash. For that
oh
matter.
Yeah, but, for all the time.
So she is using her old Red Tornado helmet, because she was the original Red Tornado, mm-hmm. as the thing that she holds her Christmas tree in. Look at this, Alan. I don't ever remember being that young, as they're looking at a ton of pictures on the wall of old JSA.
Because that's a picture from Earth 2.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. Well, kind of. They got Wonder Woman in there, but that's okay.
Yeah.
That's... And Hawk Girl. Yeah.
Well, Hawk Girl, she would have been like reincarnated, right? And Wonder Woman is... If this is... Like, that would be... That would be Wonder Woman's
Hippolyta?
Ma, right? Yeah,
Hippolyta?
Went back in time. Yeah.
That's about right, timing-wise.
Fury's mom,
too.
I think that was still in play right at this point. Fury's mom? Did they actually do that? Did they make Hippolyta Fury's mom?
I could be wrong. You know what? I may have pulled that out of nowhere. You're right. Sorry. I don't know how they made Fury a reality.
I don't really remember.
I think they did lots of things. That poor girl. She went through parents like nobody's business.
Yeah, her and Power Girl.
Well, Power Girl went through everything like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I'm from Krypton. I'm from Atlantis. I'm from somewhere else. I'm back from Krypton. I'm from a different Krypton. Poor girl. poor girl.
Yeah.
And then she wasn't even Power Girl for a while there. Then she was Supergirl.
Yeah, that's true.
More recently, Earth 2 Supergirl or Earth.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah. Poor crazy.
Along with,
thing.
She is a batshit crazy, I would imagine. All right, so she's feeding them hot cocoa and cookies. And they're chilling out. And this is a reminder that Carter Hall is not old like the rest of them. If you look at him in the background, he is actually young with no gray hair.
Yep.
He still has all the memories because he keeps being reincarnated over and over.
Reincarnation will do that. It keeps you young.
Yeah, this is...
Better than collagen.
This is after Obsidian went bad for a little bit.
So, you boys, you always made an outsider like me feel so welcome. Outsider, you were doing your thing just like us. I'll never forget that helmet you had, says Ted. The Red Tornado, and a nice black and white callback pic of Ma Hunkel taking out a bad guy with a crowbar. It looks almost looks like Bibbo, isn't that his name from the Superman
movie? Yeah,
it does.
Chubby with the hat. And she's made some gingerbread cookies, and it looks like chocolate chip as well. Yum, yum. Used to cook quite a lot of stew in that pot, she says, of the helmet, which has holes in it. How do you cook in a helmet with holes in it? Whatever. My Henry, he really did love it. Feed off the table, Teddy.
It's magic, man.
Oh, it's magic holes. All right. Ooh, wait a minute. And they are all patting each other on the back and giving each other ego-stroking statements. And I heard about your family, Ellen. Your son is getting the help he needs. Todd's doing great, you know. I never really gave Christmas a second thought before. You used to work a lot back in the day running a broadcasting company. The holidays just made my job twice as intense. My assistant, her name was Betty Helm. Wow, this is pretty...
Yeah, deep stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyhow, decorate my office, even had a little tree. I remember one day coming in and asking her what all those lights were for. Betty looked at me, total confusion in her eyes. She said, "It's Christmas morning, sir. It's Christmas morning, sir. Can't I have the day off? Where's my lump of coal?"
Well, man, yeah, he was a slave driver, wasn't he?
Jeez, no kidding. Bah humbug.
Rudy McLantern.
Hey, look at that. His ring is glowing like the ghost of Christmas future. Okay, this is the first time I'll be spending the holiday with my entire family, my wife, daughter, and son. Tomorrow can't come soon enough. Christmas morning. I haven't felt like this since I was a kid. He takes off his mask. And you do remember what it's like to be young, says Ma Hunkle. Sometimes, says Alan. You wouldn't believe how many places Joan and I went to trying to nail down Bart's Christmas list. Impulse.
Oh, good Lord, yes.
And me literally running to every toy store in America, a few in Japan. That boy and his computer games. Bart Allen may not be our biological son, but it's beginning to feel that way. Grant's gym is having another community Christmas dinner for the homeless. I didn't know you were doing that thing. Doing that or did that? Sounds terrific, Ted. Yeah, so being the nice guy and nobody's supposed to know. Yeah. Guys at the gym thought it up, no big deal, blah, blah, blah. They're horrible fighters, but they can cook. Carter, what about you? And he's got his back to the group the whole time, looking out the window at the snow. Carter, he's moody today. Hush, Teddy, says Ma. I used to spend Christmas with Hot Girl. Despite her religious beliefs, it was a day we cherished together. Tomorrow, Kendra is going to her grandfather's to visit her cousin, Mia, or something. Why don't you invite myself? That would be selfish. She deserves time alone with her family. I'm sure Wildcat could use help at the gym. What? Yeah, kind of foisting them on poor Wildcat. That's right, that's back when Kendra was only partially reincarnated.
Yes. She didn't quite love him. And I think that's closer to what the Hot Girl's going to be on that
Legends of tomorrow.
Yeah, I haven't watched that crossover yet.
So. She's only mostly dead. I guess we could use an extra hand, help pass everything out. My uncle is totally jewed him into making Ted invite Carter over to help out. Giving him the stink eye like that. Yeah, thanks, Ted, says Carter. Jay, I do have to ask, how are my children? They're doing well, both finally retired, even your daughter. She and her husband just bought a condo outside Clearwater. Retirement, not for me. Do I smell bourbon in here? He's pouring himself a he is a booze hound, or whatever the cat equivalent of that is. Sometimes you don't have a choice when it comes to retirement. I was forced into it. 53 years, and I testified against the Yellow Mask Mob. They were taking over my streets, and it hasn't taken that. And if I hadn't taken that costume off and talked, they would have walked. All the threats I got, the feds helped me fake my own death, set me up here. So she's in witness protection.
Well, that makes sense.
So being offered to, you don't have to do that. We'll protect you. Nope, can't do it. Too selfish. There's no more risk to take. What do you? The only living relative of the Yellow Mask Mob, says Jay, died in prison 2 days ago. He was the last one that could have hurt you or your children, he says. You can come home. I don't understand, says Hansel. We need you, Ma. These new kids playing dress up at the Brownstone do too. We want you to be a part of the Justice Society as our museum curator. So what do you think? And she is bawling her old lady eyes out.
Aww.
So we are back at the Brownstone. And Stargirl is floating around on her star stick. And Ma Hunkle is dusting. That looks dangerous. I don't remember it being all pointy like that.
No, I don't either. That's not a really good...
it used to be like a little hook.
Yeah, that's what it was, the one that Starman gave to her. The cosmic rod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. That looks like it put someone's eye out.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, she's updated it. She's bedazzled it.
She's bedazzled it.
She's a kid.
All right. Well, hey, look, my uncle's got that cool apron with the original Red Tornado logo on it.
Mm.
And she's dusting the museum. And, man, Ma, did you see my cosmic converter belt anywhere, says Stargirl? Hanging in your closet, Courtney, she says to her, next to your Blue Valley varsity jacket. She's really fitting in. Everyone's happy to see her. Peter, how's that pronounced? I don't know.
Peter.
The new Peter? Okay, the new Dr. Midnight.
I miss that character, too.
I do, too, actually. How are those sniffles, she asks the doctor, clearing right up. I told you chicken soup would work. Maybe I should leave medicine to you. And then Power Girl comes whamming in. I relish every day. God, she says. Her costume is shredded, just barely keeping the boobs inside. She's holding a cat, probably her cat.
Yeah.
I just had the single worst afternoon of my life. First, this idiot, Da Bomb, breaks out of prison. And Ted accidentally let my cat out of the brownstone. Took hours. You want to talk over tea, Karen, says my uncle. And Karen is dropping her cat in the middle of the museum. I gave many years of my life in the name of justice, says my uncle in dialogue boxes. And I went decades without being a mother, but all that loneliness I'm hiding, it's all behind me. And there's a nice statue of remembrance to her right there in the midst of all the other dead JSAers. Hmm. Why is it? This is just because she's retired, I guess.
Yep.
And we reach the end.
Man,
they flourish.
Why can't comics be like that anymore?
That is the John Byrne 1940s Wonder Woman, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I saw that. I miss comics like that.
I do, too. I miss having that big history to dig into and stuff.
I guess I do and I don't. I mean, they can pull it out whenever they feel like they haven't, mm-hmm. clearly. They don't feel like they need to. They feel like they can create all new stuff, but every once in a while they do. There they have it available to them. I mean, it's a shame that society book is so mediocre.
Oh, that Earth 2 thing? Yeah, I lost interest in that. All that effort and stuff to save all those people, and they're just fighting amongst themselves. It's crap.
Yes. But at least we got Talos out of it, which has got all the Legion throwback stuff in it.
Oh, is that where all that's at?
It is.
I've only read a couple of episodes.
Yeah, they have Validus in there.
I mean episodes. I mean, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You're not that far behind. It's only an issue something.
I think I bought it, just haven't read it.
Yeah, it's worth a skim through.
All right.
Though they did redesign Validus, and I'm not happy with that. But that's I agree. This was a nice, sweet issue. A little heavy on the exposition, but that's okay. There's a lot of history that...
Yeah, well, they did it in a good way, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I agree. All right. We haven't done this in like 3 weeks, and I was like, okay, here we go. And I'm actually glad we did.
This is a good one.
Yep, very good.
Yeah.
Feeling all warm and fuzzy.
Yes. I think I'm going to have burgers and eggnog tonight.
Oh, hey, that's a good idea. Yay. All right, then.
Just eggnog.
Okay. What else are we... anything else?
Let's see Force Awakens.
Yes, go see it.
All right, I'll fit it into my busy, busy holiday schedule.
Don't let anybody tell you about the big Jar Jar Binks reveal in there. Oof, it is quite.
I know, I was shocked.
Yes. Is it going to matter that I haven't seen Star Wars 2 and 3?
What, the prequels?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you, and listen, I told my nephew this. After watching that, the newest one, the prequels didn't happen. that's just what I decided. Okay. That's the only way.
They're not important.
No, they're not. That's the only way.
Well, until you actually see it, I will only say that I mostly agree with that statement, but a little of me, I have to hold back on saying anything more. But part of me disagrees as well. A very small part, because they're crap, the first three movies. But
oh yeah,
they're important crap.
Okay, all right, we'll leave it there. Yeah. Okay, all right. Oh, man, there's a Blu-ray edition.
No worries, I will get around to it.
Okay, cool. Oh.
But first, I have to finish off season 5 of the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's Murray, good. Priority. I got sucked in. Dude, Lorelai and Luke just got back together. Oh, my gosh. It was like tear-jerking. Oh, so good.
I think the key word in there is...
I know. I've turned into a little girl, but oh my gosh, it's so good. It makes me laugh. It makes me cry. I'm drawn in.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
For what it's worth,
what?
I think Rory was better with Dean than she was with Logan. That's probably, no, not Logan, Jess. That's probably a little controversial, but I'd say she should have stuck it out with Dean. However, the new guy that she's dating right now, I think he's got long-term potential. Perhaps.
I have no idea who you are. I really don't.
Have you seen the show How to Get Away with Murder?
My mom watches it. I haven't watched it.
Caleb, have you seen it?
I have not. We got burned on, not revenge. What was that? That one.
You would have been burned on revenge because it tanked pretty quickly.
Yeah, revenge burned us, and also the one with the woman who like. Is sleeping with the president and
Scandal. Yeah.
Scandal burned us as well. So I was like, this was on that same level with that. So we avoided
How to Get Away with Murder has been pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, my parents really like it.
Well, what it has to do with Gilmore Girls is that one of the people that was like a little supporting character on Gilmore Girls is now an actress on How to Get Away with Murder, and she's like a cold. Very businesslike, and you can totally see, it's not the same character, but you can totally see how the person that was on Gilmore Girls, if she jumped worlds and joined How to Get Away with Murder, became this lawyer type person. Like, it's like, ooh, that person is clearly that person, and it's just a nice little twist. Someone out there knows what I'm talking about. Paris is clearly Bonnie McChurchmouse, all grown up with a haircut. People who've watched both shows will know exactly what I'm talking about.
All right. Well.
Well, gosh, I'm just going to say there's a lot of J.J. Abrams actors in this new Star Wars movie.
Did you know Daniel Craig has a cameo?
No, really?
Yep, he does. Wow. I can't tell you.
I didn't get to stop it frame by frame, so I.
No. No, I can't tell you. It'll spoil stuff, but I can tell you later.
Is that like the Tom Cruise cameo in Young Guns? You have to like know the exact frame he's in.
No. It's well, he's a stormtrooper, so.
Oh well, then jeez, I could have been. I was a stormtrooper too.
Well, no, I know.
I was the guy in the white helmet in the crowd.
There's
scene.
A very specific scene, and it's very recognizable. I just got through reading that a little bit ago. Anyway,
right, well. There's only three stormtroopers you're talking in the whole movie, so I will assume that I know which one you're talking about.
All right, then. Well, I think that's it for this week.
All righty, let's wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Put a bow on it and unwrap it in a few days.
That reminds me of that Thunderbird song. Wrap it up. I'll take it. Oh, sorry. I just heard that again the other day. Yeah, so... Man, we're all over the place. This is what happens when we don't do this for a couple of weeks. We get all silly, you know.
That's because we're usually so on topic.
Yes, that's true. Anyway, as always, you can send an email to podcast@talesfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there. Damn it, I almost made it. Ooh, I didn't take my nap. Ah, I didn't take my nap today. Sorry, guys. Anyway. You can join us on the Facebook page and talk about what's going on in comics and other sundry items. Or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week.